Bible. While you're getting there, I'll mention here in the scripture that Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, was taken into captivity by King Nebuchadnezzar as he besieged the city of Jerusalem and destroyed it, which God allowed it because of the sin and because of their idolatrous ways, that God put it in the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. And God, amen, sent some good men there, thank God, to bear testimony in Babylon of God's people and God's hand being upon them. And of course, I mentioned four right here was Daniel, thank God, and the three others, which was called Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and them were Hebrew names. Every one of them were Hebrew names that God had gave them. And of course, when he got there, that's when they give him other names, and that's where you get the name Belteshazzar, which in the scripture here, he called Daniel that, but Daniel never was hardly ever called that. Amen. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was Babylon names that represented idolatrous gods. They tried to change their name, but they couldn't change their nature. Amen. And the main thing tonight, they might try to change us, and this is really a type of the world trying to change these, because Babylon, Egypt's types of the world to me. And we find here that in the scripture, the Bible said here about Daniel in verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart, and he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And so Daniel was under the authority of the prince of the eunuchs, Aspenaz, the master of the eunuchs. And then we find too in the scriptures, thank God, that there was another man that they came under. And Daniel, my friend, purposed and requested. Know how Daniel approached this. He didn't boldly just tell them he wasn't going to do it. He requested, amen, to the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And God had brought favor in Daniel and also with the prince of the eunuchs. And brethren, listen, Daniel had a conviction, thank God, as a Hebrew, that he wasn't going to defile himself with the king's meat or the king's wine. Now, the word defile means he's not going to desecrate. He's not going to divert himself from what his principles were as a Hebrew of Hebrews. Thank God. And tonight, if we could get a thought tonight from this text, in the midst of a world, somebody said, we're going through the last days. I agree to that. We're in the last days, been in them a long time. It just increasingly gets worse in the last days. But Daniel, my friend, a young man, amen, was here in captivity, but he still had his heart toward God. And no matter where you at tonight or what you go through, thank God, I'm glad that we can still have a heart toward God. That God has put something in us by having a new birth, as Brother Danny spoke about, and having a nature of God in us, thank God, to stand. Now, Daniel, thank God, did not defile himself. He didn't bring desecration on his, thank God, within him. And listen, he wasn't going to do nothing he knew was against Hebrew law, and also his own conscience, the inward man, that consciousness, that perception, that, thank God, within him, he would not defile. Amen. And so we find here in the scriptures that they were to eat this meat, drink this wine, and Daniel requested not to. And of course, the king there, or the man, the eunuchs, over the eunuchs, Melzar, he told Daniel, he said, listen, if I do this, I could lose my own head. Amen. I'd then already been told that you're to do this. And Daniel said, well, let us, thank God, take 10 days in this thing, and you put us to the test. Amen. And we'll eat pulse and drink water, which pulse is vegetables, amen, herbs. And Daniel said, you eat this and we'll eat that. And after 10 days, amen, we'll prove this thing that God, amen, is with us. And so it went 10 days. God and Daniel and the three Hebrews, amen, ate vegetables while they feasted at the king's table. And the Bible said, praise God, that they proved them 10 days. Verse 15 said, at the end of 10 days, they're thank God they appeared fair and fatter in flesh, and all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. And so Melzar, the man that was over them of the eunuchs, my friend, took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. And he said, thank God, in verse 20, when he brought them out, he said, in all the matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better, amen, than the magicians and the astrologers that went all his realm. So what the message is, thank God, when you purpose something in your heart, amen, and obeying God, then God's going to prove himself through your obedience to God in your life. That's the way God manifests himself. God manifests himself, amen, through Daniel and through them Hebrews that would not defile themselves with the king's meat nor the king's wine. And their testimony stood out, thank God, above the astrologers and the magicians and all the wickedness of that land. And what I'm saying tonight is, the world, amen, they act like we're missing something tonight when we don't do what they do. But brother, I'm not missing out on nothing tonight. Amen. The King, thank God of kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, thank God, takes care of me amidst a world that's in chaos, amidst the world that's in confusion. I'm glad tonight what the command of God is. And brother, tonight, if you're saved, amen, you got the commands of God tonight from this book. And when you decide and purpose in your own heart that you're going to do what God says about everything else, it's impossible tonight to live for God and live for the world. It's impossible. You cannot do it. Amen. Listen. Thank God tonight, worldliness has corrupted the church, and we have let some things creep in our own lives, that we allow that things, thank God, to hinder us, that our appearance ain't as bright as it ought to be. But when they stood before him in their flesh, thank God, was fatter and fairer, amen, than the king seen it. Thank God, friend, he said, they're 10 times better, amen, than that crowd that's been drinking wine and eating meat. I'm telling you, thank God tonight, if you'll do what God says, you'll always appear. I'm telling you, appearance will be better. Amen, your flesh. Amen, fatter. Amen. Thank God, my friend, it's a type of the abundant life in God. When you do what he says, I'm telling you, the abundance of grace on you, it'll testify to a world that's been sitting at the world's table. Thank God, it's a whole lot better to be saved. Thank God, and eat what God's got. Than what the world's got tonight. Amen. That's exactly right. That purpose, notice that word purpose there, it means he was set in the heart. He was set in the heart. There's something in his heart says, amen, I'm not. And he requested. He didn't command them. He used wisdom. This man was skillful in wisdom. Amen. Listen, when you use the wisdom of God, it'll always work out. When you say, I'll do it my way, you'll find out, friend, that there'll be more opposition, because God, amen, is not going to go with the wisdom of men. It's life of faith, life. And Daniel, thank God, just decided within his heart before he ever got there. Amen. That's just before he ever got there. He didn't decide it, thank God, when he got there. He decided before he ever got there. And if you'll decide in your heart to get some principles of the Bible and the Scriptures to live by, amen, you don't have to decide when it comes to place. Amen. It's already been decided within you. Thank God, and I'm not going to defile myself. I'm not going to desecrate myself. Oh, God, help us to be holy and live, thank God, a pure your life, and do it to honor God, friend, not to please man, not to be seen of men. Even though Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. It is, my friend, we're on display tonight as the people of God. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 40, that many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord, that there is eyes watching us. Thank God Daniel stepped out. Listen, can I tell you this? He stepped out by faith and belief. Thank God when he ate them vegetables. Thank God that God would bless him. And brother, he did. Amen. He did. I don't want to use the word chance, but he did step out and believe God. And there's always a risk or something that's going to be involved in it. Thank God, but it ain't a risk before God. It's in our own heart. We have these things that we face in life. Amen. And we say, like Esther did, if I perish, I perish. Somebody's got to go unto the king. The Jews need delivered. And brethren, listen. I know it ain't of the law for me to enter the court of the king. Amen. But I'm going in because if I perish, I perish. And when she went in, he stepped out and stuck out the golden scepter. Amen. And God was with her. Amen. And brethren, listen. God took Esther. Amen. And my friend Mordecai. Thank God and brought a great deliverance. Amen. Because, friend, that old wicked Haman was trying to hang, amen, and kill every Jew. But I'm telling you tonight, thank God, if you just do what God says and don't go with the world and religion, amen, be God's man, God's woman, and do what he says and get some things in your heart, I'm telling you to work. Thank God when you're faced with it. Amen. That's right. That's where it's at, friend. It's the purpose in your heart. It's the purpose in your heart. Daniel purposed in his heart. Amen. Purpose in his heart. He wasn't going to defile himself with the king's meat nor the king's wine. Amen. And I'll tell you another thing, too, sir. He wasn't going to say the kings are taking care of me. He is saying God's are taking care of me. Amen. Amen. So he said, I ain't sitting down at that king's table. By the help of God, and the king can boast he's taking care of Hebrews. Amen. He said, thank God I got a God, and the only true and living God that's going to take care of me, and what I eat, he'll bless. Amen. And I'm telling you right here, it's the best thing you can partake of tonight. It's old book. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, friend. They might come and take it away, but they can't take away what's in the heart. They took them boys, thank God, from Jerusalem. But they couldn't take the God that was in them out of them. They might have tried to change their name. Amen. They thought they could take years and make them different. But I'm telling you, friend, when it all comes down to the end, Daniel, thank God, and the three Hebrews proved out that their God was God tonight. Amen. That's exactly right. Praise God. Amen. Read the whole book, son. Amen, son. They tried to do anything. I tell you, Daniel had one of the greatest testimonies of anybody in this Bible. They watched him, and this is what they said. The only thing we can get on that man is the law of his God. That's pretty good right there. So we ain't found nothing. We can't find no fault in this man but the law of his God. What a testimony. Amen. Praise God. What a testimony. Amen. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and also to me. I love you. Thank you for being here tonight. Let's stand and have a word of prayer. Amen.